It's International Women's Day, and in honour of such a special occasion, here is my blog. The title? The First Lady Who Inspired Me. As I write, I know organised global events are taking place in honour of this special day. Women in the world continue to affect a sea of change. Let us remember and be proud. We are at the core of every society. We are the power, strong, resilient, and empowering influencers. In the shower this morning, I thought about the first woman who inspired me. It was my Irish grandmother. A tailor and a lace maker, she worked relentlessly all of her life and well into her late 70s. I spent all of my summer holidays at her house in Kinsale, County Cork. She allowed me to be who I needed to be, away from the imposed restrictions of a convent education in Dublin. She was calm, measured, and shared her knowledge. I never heard her raise her voice or speak ill of anyone. When I was with her, I felt loved and secure. My grandmother continued to support me throughout my childhood and into my teens. She encouraged me to embrace being different and accepted I could not be put in a box with a label. Supporting my dreams, she acted as the mediator between my parents and myself. Those precious months with my grandmother helped me formulate my get up and go, can do, positive attitude to life. It's been a long and well-travelled road that has brought me to here. I am that confident, self-assured woman who values who I am today. I honour what I have achieved and how I ensure I reach out to others too. I remain grateful to my grandmother for her wisdom, her love and belief in me. She was one of the most important, influential women who will remain in my heart forever. I continue to feel connected to her in the decisions I make daily. She sits on my shoulder to remind me of my responsibilities as an author, storyteller, and speaker. Today and every day, whether you are male or female, let us unconditionally support each other. Enjoy the quality that equality can bring. Significant in our strength and resilience, let's proudly pass on a healthy legacy of collaboration for change over the generations to come.